Hello and welcome to Shield Up, your Patreon-exclusive podcast from RKG. My name is Gav Murphy, and today I'm joined by Daniel Krupa.
Hello.
We have been bringing you a month, basically, of our trip to Universal, and we're both still jet-lagged.
It's the equivalent of boring people with your holiday photos. Yeah, and then there was this one, this is me. In the hotel,
Patty and Selma going, this is us queuing for Carlsbad Caverns.
You might think this is us queuing for the Haunted Mansion. It's actually us queuing for a drink near the Haunted Mansion.
What a trip, though. It felt like we were there for months. We were only there for 7 days. But yeah, then I came home, got keys to a new flat, and then decided just to go see as much Welsh sport as I could
been
in
away
48 hours.
Being too far from Wales. It's like I would say, it's like that bit in Superman Returns when he has to fly close to the sun to recharge his batteries.
It was quite funny because I just kept running into people, because if you go away with Wales, you get to see the same people all the time. But I kept running into people who just follow me on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. And they were like, when were you in Orlando? I was like, yeah, 3 days ago. And they were like, are you fucking joking?
It's like it's a good way to travel if you get homesick, you love Wales, go to other countries, but take most of Wales with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is what happens. Like, because I think 2,200 people travel to Riga, and Riga's a very small place. So there was just, it's a nice way to see other parts of the country, other parts of the world, but you get like a little Welsh-based activity as well. The only thing is, I don't think a lot of people are seeing. Like I saw because I go.
You're not there for the culture.
I saw a lot of culture in 24 hours, to be fair. But I don't think
culture
a lot of
beyond
people,
what is the local lager.
What is the local Irish bar? Yeah. But it was, yeah, I saw some churches, I saw some monuments. I took part in a Latvian basketball parade. Whereas I think a lot of people saw like three Irish bars and a Burger King. I don't think that's really seeing the best of Riga. It's a good way to like erase jet lag, though, is just book yourself like two really, really early flights.
Fighting against it.
Yeah. It was quite strange because I was in the airport in Paris. So I'd done Orlando to Heathrow, then Heathrow home for 12 hours or whatever it was, like less than that, or maybe like 20 hours, I think, altogether. And then my house to Stansted to Alicante to Bordeaux to Paris to Riga home.
And you're a mad one in Alicante.
Yeah, big time.
Egg and chips down the beach. The thing about you, Gav, wherever you rest your Welsh bucket hat is home.
It's home, exactly, yeah. Well, that's the thing. For the Alicante one, I was like, oh, maybe I'll have a couple of pints in the Alicante airport, but actually, it was one of those things where you had to come at exit and then go back in through security. Oh, that was a close one. That was a real close one.
I've never. Don't do that.
Just like what I have to do is the only way I could get there, unless I wanted to pay like.
I felt a bit bad because when we landed back from Orlando, the air steward spoke to the couple in front of me and they had a connection. So they had just done a 9-hour flight from Orlando to London, and they've got another 9-hour flight to Mumbai. Oh. And we were ages getting off that plane.
We were, yeah.
Yeah, and so they had like a real... and also, I thought the air steward was a bit bad because like, just fast track them out.
Yeah.
But everyone stood up. They couldn't get out. Yeah. I was stressed on their behalf. They seemed pretty chilled about it, but...
Well, there was another couple that missed their connection because we took so long. I feel like we were on there for ages, weren't we? But yeah, little whirlwind trip. Met loads of RKG people out in Bordeaux and in Riga as well. But lots of people were just like, oh, what are you doing?
But not in a funny way.
No, it was quite funny as well.
What are you doing here? What do you think?
Yeah, it was quite funny because we were out with a friend of ours. I was out with a friend of ours, Stefan, who works for the BBC, and there's quite a lot of like presenting and stuff. So it was quite funny, like us walking. And either he or me or I was stopped like three or four times each on the way to the ground and in the ground and stuff like that. So it was just like, I think the people, his dad was there, which was amazing. But I think his mate as well, his relation was just like, can we get to this stadium or what? Like,
not impressed by it.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think they were, but it was quite funny. But yeah, like
he was like, this is my life.
Yeah. So it's... but you've been listening to the podcast. We tried something a little bit different with those. I hope you really enjoyed them because we had a laugh putting them together. That was really good. You now also have a forever just gallery, if you want, of me, just my stupid, massive head looking even more stupid and even more massive. like forever, which is really, really good. But yeah, we had lots of people write in because we did an impromptu sort of meetup when we were there, which we'd never really planned to do at all. But we basically put a shout out for questions and then ended up, you know, with just a load of requests for meetups, which is, I'd never thought of we would do in Orlando. But a lot of people, I was like, we were like, well, maybe people would. Because like, obviously, that's the fear that you do something and then nobody comes.
So I don't have a birthday party.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd come to that.
But that's just...
You're like, yeah, but I see you
work.
Every day.
So. That's work. It's like...
But we met so many nice people. And we were meant to be there for an hour. And I think we were there for 3 hours altogether.
We actually did have to go do some work.
We had to do loads. We had loads to do that night.
Yeah.
But it was good because then by the time we went in, it was dark. And, you know, you'll see the fruits of that very soon. But we had lots of people write in and saying really, really lovely stuff. Vicky wrote in and says, "Dear Daniel and Gav, I absolutely love meeting you handsome lads in Orlando. I was very nervous to meet you guys, but you made me feel at ease. I had so much fun meeting and talking with other fans. I want to let you know that I've been going through some hard times, but your content has brought me much comfort. I cannot thank you enough. Love you all." Like, that's a really nice thing. Like, there was so many, like, that. The one thing that we did when we came away from it, we were just like, Americans are so confident, aren't they?
Unbelievably so.
Like...
I'm not confident going to my own meetup.
Yeah, exactly. They are so confident. And it was like, there were so many people there where I was like, you should be on the show. Yeah. Like, you should present it.
We should franchise it.
Yeah,
franchise it. So we were actually having discussions with like the US office.
Yeah.
It was cool approaching it. So if people don't know Universal Studios, the layout, just outside the parks, there's this kind of bar, restaurant district that Universal also own that is... a theme park unto itself.
It is,
A little city walk. And super touristy. Like, if you're there, you're probably going to the parks. Mm. And there's these little freestanding bars. And as we're approaching, you can just see this little enclave of RKG t-shirts.
Mm.
It's quite a weird thing to, like, walk up to.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. But it's amazing. Like, I was like, holy shit. Like, seeing all our various t-shirts just collected in another country was a pretty cool experience.
It is definitely up there as a moment that I want to hold on to forever because, yeah, that was mad. Because, yeah, you know, we're very big self-doubters. And I think going, what if we do it and then two people turn up, which is absolutely fine because we talked to those two people for 3 hours as well. But
which they wouldn't want.
They wouldn't want. No, they'd want to go. But yeah, everyone was just really, really nice. We had a really nice message as well. Said, because people... ended up going out together afterwards, which is the best thing hear. Yeah. Like, so end up people being like mates from it. Says, "I've meant to send you guys a message, but I guess I'm still reeling from getting the chance to meet Daniel and Gav in Orlando, not to mention so many wonderful slugs. I said in Disco, but I want to say it again here. If you two could have only stayed a quarter of the time you had planned, the trip was more than worth it to meet such amazing, like-minded individuals. Special shout out to Marco and Alex for getting up at 5 a.m. and taking two flights to get there." Okay, so for a quick question about your recent trip to the US, since you guys often talk about the food there versus here, what was your favorite thing you were able to eat or drink each day? Not each day, we'll do one thing. You were on this vacation. Thanks again so much for coordinating the meetup. I can't wait for more chances to meet the members of the community. All the love, Spencer. Yes, I am wanking whilst feeling nostalgic. I was thinking about this, and like, for me, we're on a great trip food-wise.
I was going to say the same. Like, I think we actually had some shockers.
Some absolute shockers.
I know I haven't put on 4 to 5 pounds.
What's 4 to 5 pounds? What's 5 pounds in kgs? I only know kgs, man.
Why are you only kgs now?
I don't know.
Because Americans will think that's because you're European.
Yeah, it's not. I think it's just because I've always...
You switched...
I don't know why. I think it's
even as a kid, you never say stone.
No, I definitely said stones when I was a kid.
But so then, Americans, this is also a weird system. Yeah. Like, I'm sure some American, I don't know how, what, because Americans do pounds, but they don't group them into stones.
Yeah.
They say I'm 200 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, just so Americans know, if you don't know, there's 14 pounds to a stone.
Yeah.
So it's a way of like just grouping them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is, but it's mad. But so they just keep with pounds. They never do stones.
Yeah, they all say I'm 200 pounds.
The thing is, if you are explaining to someone, you'd be like, why have you grouped 14 of them, man?
Oh, yeah, it is bonkers.
Yeah, but I think it's because I've only started doing kilograms since I started going to the gym because all of the weights don't have, in a couple of the gyms I've been to, the one that I do now does, never used to have LB on them. They always used to have KG. So I was like, oh, I need to know what I'm lifting in relation to my own body weight. And then
RKG.
I just- RKG. So I've only started doing that. But according to my, like, I think I've put on like 8 pounds in.
Really? I think so.
A lot of that will be beer and water, and that'll go.
No, so I would say I felt much, I think some of that, like you say, is water weight.
Mm.
But like, I was like, I didn't know it was possible to change so much in such a short amount of time.
Water slash Bud Lightweight.
But like, yeah, that's the thing. Because I said this before, like, they want to, like, in America, indulge.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I went past something I wanted to try it, I'm going to have it. But I think there was also like, we didn't, what was good?
I don't know, man. Nothing to write home
about. I think we had some just quite shocking theme park food.
Yeah, we did. I think
I had some like decent wings. I quite liked the corn dog thing we had on Halloween Horror Nights, the Chucky thing. That was all right.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was Last of Us.
Was it?
Yeah. It was.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was quite good.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a stringy, cheesy, like Korean corn dog style thing.
Yeah. That was nice.
What else?
At Halloween Horror Nights itself, there was this little tub, and I don't know who the character is, and I'm not going to be able to remember it now, but it was basically like a little tub of brilliant stuff. And it was like marshmallow, loads of Reese's Pieces, lots of really, and it was just like this, I think it's from Stranger Things anyway, and it's like this little tub of stuff. And that was amazing.
That's so normal. But the thing is also, I don't have a massive sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat some of that and I'll be like, it's all right. I actually did like, we went to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yes.
And that's much more my kind of palate with sweet stuff. We had a chocolate brownie, like a Mexican chocolate brownie in the shape of a skull. Yeah. It was like, it had dulce de leche inside, but it had sort of spices in it. So it was sweet, but it wasn't like sickly sweet. Yeah. I can't do stuff with like loads of like icing on mad stuff. I can have a bite of it and be like, that's nice.
There was those wings that we had at Mickey's Not So Scary was really good.
Oh, they were good. They were really good. The char siu wings.
Yeah.
They were really good, actually.
I could have eaten a lot of those.
They were actually quite up there. That's surprisingly good.
What did we have in Beauty and the Beast Land? I feel like we had something good there that we queued up for a while.
Oh, you and Clara did?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, actually. Because they did have, they had an escargot.
Yeah, it wasn't
croissant.
It wasn't that.
I'm actually not sure what you guys had.
Yeah.
Because we also went to Epcot one day.
And yes.
If you go around this time of the year, there's an international food and drink expo. We can go around and they do a lot of limited edition food from various countries that you can try.
Yeah. Well, we had all that. I think we actually...
What else did we have there that was pretty good?
I'm just looking at the...
Little Hawaiian pork slider was good. I've forgotten about a lot of that. Yeah, that was really stuff, good. Actually.
So this is what I had at the Friar's Nook. I had...
The dog.
A bratwurst.
The pain, pleasure of pain.
Yeah, pleasure of pain. Panic, pain and panic brat. Bratwurst, sweet and spicy onion relish and sriracha mustard. That's the thing.
Pleasure of pain brat down at the Friar's Nook. What are you saying?
I want to go on record as saying, I know that we're saying we're not having a lot of, we didn't have a lot of good food there. But at the same time, we're talking about, we ate a lot inside the theme park.
Yeah.
And I think none of us are under the impression, idea that that is the best food you can have in America.
No.
We're very aware of that. I want that now. Don't write in about it.
We are aware of that, don't we? But I would also say some of the stuff at the Mickey's, like the wings.
Yeah.
Genuinely decent.
Genuinely good
food. Because that's a proper little kitchen making them. They're not just being thrown in a microwave or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Similarly, some of the stuff at Epcot, I think, is pretty decent.
Yeah, absolutely,
But it seems decently made.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not just chucked in a microwave or, like, reheated in a boil bag, like in Wetherspoons.
Yeah, because I think people go with the intention that it's like a food thing, isn't it? Yeah.
We should just say
the
absolute shocker that we had.
Oh, my goodness me. Because we wanted,
because I know you said it wasn't very good, and I genuinely don't think I've ever been to one.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, so we went on the final night. We went to Bubblegum Shrimp because we've been talking about a lot on the show, and I think when we get the chance, we should go anyway as the three of us just to get the drinks, because the drinks can't be bad, hopefully. But we went. And so, backstory, back in, oh, I don't even know what it is now, in the 2000s, when I was still at Future, I went on a press trip. I'm sure I've said this before, but just to reiterate, went on a press trip for Alien Colonial Marines. And on that trip was a Michelin star chef. And we were looking for a place to go for food. The PR had already booked this pizza place that apparently was just amazing. And this Michelin star chef was like, look, where we're staying, the best place that we can all go is Bubba Gump Shrimp. He was like, because the level of food, the standard of like the stuff that they get in, the ingredients and the menu, he was like, it is one of the best places you can go in New York, right? And I was like, I'm actually really up for going to that, because that's not a place that I would go usually. We're getting a recommendation from a Michelin star chef. Like, I think it could be like a cool little thing that we know. So we never ended up going on that trip because we went to this pizza place and he was really fuming about it. But I've been to a Bubba Grumps in San Francisco like years ago, and I thought it was generally good food. So we were like, and then I went to the one in London, and I would think that's some of the worst food I've ever had. But then I was like, I've been to an American one. I think it's going to be a lot better there. So we went there on our final night, and I wish we got anywhere else.
Oh, it's awful.
It was crap.
I think it's like one of the worst meals I've ever had.
It was so bad.
Clara got, as a starter, garlic bread that it looks like what you just get from Asda.
Yeah, it's like Wetherspoon's garlic bread, basically.
Bonkers.
It was really bad.
And we got like little lobster roll things. They were fucking disgusting.
So mayo-y. I'm a massive fan of mayo.
Like, but just like, I think also just like, they're probably the worst thing about anything, just bland.
Yeah.
Like, it would taste better if you just put a lot of salt in it.
Yeah.
It was just completely flavorless.
On the other side, the Coronita, love that. It's probably hard to fuck that up though, I reckon.
No. But I just thought it was just shocking.
It was really bad. It was really, really bad. It wasn't like, I felt the same last year though, because...
I didn't tell you, I think I was quite pissed. I actually went into the staff toilets by accident.
Oh, really?
And I took a picture of their internal like rules and like advice to staff.
Oh, no. Like, what does it say?
Please say
it's in character.
So I went the wrong way and I ended up in the staff toilet. So there's a big shrimp with a list of things. that's the thing. It's probably not a great place to work. And customers are probably knobheads to you. But like, do you need a big shrimp saying to you, bring your best smile?
To be fair, the shrimp is smiling a lot, so.
But this is a weird thing to come from the shrimp. Participate in contest. What does that mean?
What's that?
All product going out must have a UPC.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But yeah.
Not a great trip for food. But again, like I'm fully aware that we didn't go to many places known for having good food.
No, I'm trying to think of anything
else. Because we did a lot of extra stuff that we didn't do last year. So a lot of the time we were in parks, we're like, just all the time.
Just grafting.
Just grafting, mate. Absolutely grafting.
The sheer love of it. I don't know. I think maybe I got my hopes up too much for... Oh, the best thing I actually did eat is I went to that sci-fi diner.
Oh, again. Yeah. It is good.
And that's
there,
a genuinely decent burger.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
it was a really good burger.
It is decent there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I didn't eat anything that day. We went to...
Oh, the breakfast buffet in our hotel. That's a good breakfast.
Those omelets, man.
That's probably the nicest thing that we had.
What was the name of the hotel that we stayed
in? Low Sapphire Falls Resort.
Yeah, because if you're ever in...
Amatista Cookhouse.
Yeah.
That's the name of the restaurant. You can go there if you're at any hotel.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
It's just like a restaurant.
If you're if you're around that area and you want an actual decent...
If you want a good breakfast buffet, you want to go see Amatista.
You want a good omelette.
Some of the food was quite decent in that bar.
Which bar?
The tavern in that hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Some
yeah.
of the bits were quite nice.
Yeah, we had that kebab that was really nice, yeah.
The tacos were pretty good.
But also, that's the thing is like... We've said it on this podcast before. It's like, I will not subscribe to the bonkers thinking of Americans thinking that European food is not good. Like, or well, British, London food, oh, British food is not good.
London thing's got to be like outdated now. Yeah. I've seen like Stanley Tucci going, he's actually said food in London's better than New York. Well, and he's lived in both, so.
I just saw a thing going viral recently.
It's London, like you get whatever you want here, apart from maybe, well, that is actually changing.
Yeah. Well, I saw things, people were sharing this thing from TikTok with Bill Burr. Well, I'm not a massive fan of Bill Burr. Like, I just don't think he's great. I saw people sharing this video that he did where he was like, he was in London, slagging off London food.
Fuck off.
But then he also talks about, and then people are like, yeah, absolutely, it's disgusting. He's going to like an Italian pizza place on Leicester Square.
Yeah.
So like, that would be like us going to Bubba Gump's and going like, oh yeah, American food is terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not. It's like that happened. We're like Universal City Walks, fucking Bubba Gump's.
Yeah. It's like going TGI's and like Times Square.
Yeah. I'm going off, American food is terrible. Like, that? Of course it's not going to be like that. Like, also, I think he is from New York or something. So him going to an Italian to get a pizza in Leicester Square. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, and that's the thing is like, we're not saying that London has the best of everything.
No.
But like, you got to go to its strengths.
Yeah.
It's like going to Rome going, what's the best Chinese food?
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, well.
I feel like if I was a New York man coming over to London, try something else, fella.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you probably have access to some of the best pizza places in the world in New York. And then you come over to London in Leicester Square and go, oh, I'm going to... It's like going... You might as well go on fucking Moon Underwater on Leicester Square, get a curry and go, this is disgusting.
Try unique things like British Asian food.
Yeah.
Like British South Asian food is a cuisine all of its own.
Yeah.
That's like had 50 years separate to India and Pakistan.
Yeah.
Go try that.
What was the best drink that you had out there? I'll say it all the time. I'm obsessed with it. I think it's brilliant. The slush... butter beer at Universal.
I can't believe you like that.
It's unbelievable.
I can't believe you like that. It's too sweet for me, that.
Do you know how many times I hugged it?
No.
Five ice butter beer spots.
You joking me?
I just love it.
You didn't have one with me.
I know, exactly. And we spent a lot of time
together. Are you going to the parties by yourself? Are you using, because we stay in a hotel, you get going in eight.
Eight, getting in there. Just getting my butter beer for breakfast. They're going in a suit
two
and tie.
Two butter beers, please.
Who's the second for? He's coming. He is coming.
We don't do venti.
Yeah.
It's big venti. It's
like, can you stick an espresso shot in there for me?
I've flew my way to London. I've got a meeting. Can I have a venti butter beer?
I fucking love it. It's so good. Honestly, I had one on a Halloween Horror Nights when we went. I had two one day.
You're joking.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it.
You know what I think America does quite well is just really, I mean, that's very different. I was going to say inoffensive, but just piss beer.
Oh, so good.
Just really good piss beer.
I would.
Like inoffensive, not strong tasting, great cold, light lager, crisp light lager.
I tell you what is offensive about it, though. Oh. I don't know if you checked your bank is how much those Coors Light bottles cost in the park.
Honestly.
It's about 11 quid.
Honestly. because they've done a really good job of just like everything now is contactless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you don't even have to get dollars anymore.
No, yeah.
Which is great, but also wild.
Yeah.
Because also, like, you know, like in Disney, a bottle of water is 5 quid.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
And that's the thing is like, well, they just go, well, you don't have to have water.
Yeah.
And there are
places where you can go and get water for free as well. Like,
yeah. But it's something about, yeah. It's because it's so hot. You're like, I need that cold drink so bad. America do that very well. Cold. Actually make their drinks fucking cold.
We said this out there. Yeah.
Oh, man. I was at Liverpool Street Station yesterday. My train on the way home had broken down. So I was stuck at Liverpool Street for an hour.
Yeah.
And I just went up to, what are they called? Like, what's like those sandwich shops? What's the chain? Like no, the other ones. One of the crap. They just do loads of baguettes.
Oh, not
you know what?
Fucking begins with a U.
Anyway, one of those. Yeah. I just went and they had like waters and cokes. I was like, room temperature.
Yeah, who's buying that?
I just went. I'm not gonna buy it then.
Yeah,
I'd rather have nothing.
The thing is, it's not. It's a different drink.
Yeah, it's not. I'm one.
That's not us the, being. That's not I us want, being. Pissy.
It's not refreshing. Like, it's not refreshing. America does that really well, but just like we're talking. I went to the NBC Sports Bar to watch Man United Arsenal.
Mm.
Had a great old time, and I just had Dos Equis.
Yeah, Dos Equis is great.
That's such like Those like Mexican lagers,
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also had loads of Coors. And again, Coors. People, is this? We're not saying it's a great beer, it fulfills a
lush.
It's a good drink though.
It tastes like, it's refreshing. It tastes like iced nothing. Like, because I really struggle to drink IPAs and stuff like that. I feel like I just killed it.
I think I like the variety.
Yeah, yeah.
And
like,
you need to do them 80% of the time.
Yeah.
But then when we went around Jurassic Park, and you see it in the podcast,
yeah,
we got the Isle of Nublar IPA.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
It's lush.
And yeah, it's like a big mango-y drink.
Yeah.
And that, you can't have five of those.
Absolutely not.
Because also it's stronger.
Yeah, and, it is, yeah.
But as like a mixture, you're like, oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. You know like how non-alcoholic beer has to be like 0.5%, yeah, but it is
still non-alcoholic.
It's still non-alcoholic because yeah, your body breaks it down. I do feel like that a lot with Captain America and Bud Light.
I think I'm sweating it out.
Yeah.
Although saying that, so lift the curtain. We filmed the Jurassic Park podcast that you watched in the afternoon before we did Halloween Horror Nights in the night.
Yes.
Looking back, I think I was a bit pissed doing Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, really?
Not like massively, yeah, but just like a little. But I think a mixture of a bit pissed, but also tired as
right,
fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
like, I thinking about on some of those houses, like when we did them the second night, I was like, I'll remember this.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was, I wasn't like massively pissed.
No,
like,
no, no, yeah.
I felt very in control of the gear and stuff.
We also,
I think I was just like really spaced out when we did it the first night.
Yeah. We also did it basically 24 hours after we landed as well, yeah, which, because usually we go out a day earlier.
You usually have a day to acclimatize.
Which we did not at all.
We did a lot of filming during the day of that. We didn't have a lot of stream. We basically did, we just had a couple of pints going around Universal.
Yeah, yeah.
Jurassic Park. Because then it rained, because we were going to do Simpsons, so we didn't have time.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is like, I they sell Coors, Miller, Bud Light in these like
Corona.
Corona's
not in the screw.
Yeah,
I wish the Coronas came in the screw tops.
In the little screw top metal cans that just feel like they're freezing forever.
Bud Light, yeah. Why don't they just have them everywhere?
I don't know. I really don't know. Anyway, but like, also, I do generally think walking around Universal or like, I don't know. I love walking around those places just with a little beer, walking around. I was like,
I think
you can obviously do a lot of the rides and stuff like that to do it. But I was like, there was a few people that we met out there that were doing Halloween Horror Nights. And I was, and like someone, I actually know someone who's going next week.
Yeah.
And she was saying like, oh no, my partner Barry, like he's just too scared to do Halloween Horror Nights, the actual houses. And I was like, I know it's quite spenny. I could recommend to someone absolutely fine to go to Halloween Horror Nights and not do any haunted houses.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think like the vibe of the park and everyone's just, it's just such a different way of doing a theme park.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's just incredible.
You could just do the rides because the rides are much quieter because everyone's doing the houses.
Yeah.
Because we went on the roller coaster and it was barely any wait for it. We went pretty much straight on.
Yeah. I could generally see, because I could see us just walking around. I mean, we did it on that Saturday just to film and stuff. That's a bit different. But I could just go there and just walk around, not going on any houses. Easy.
Yeah, I think they are, because obviously that podcast is just walking around. It's nice.
Yeah.
I think it's obviously, if you're going over there, I would genuinely say, and it's obviously an additional expense, but do get the express passes if you can possibly afford it. And even if it means like saving for another month.
Yeah.
You're just going to have a way better experience.
I think so, yeah.
Than spending 2 hours in Florida heat queuing.
Yeah.
And getting in half the stuff, a quarter of the stuff you can get. Because then you can enjoy that time walking around and having a meal.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
I did think a lot of the queues, I just went, I just couldn't. I genuinely couldn't put my head in, like, and I must have done it when I was little, but it's like, maybe different when you're a kid, but like 2 hours in that heat.
Yeah.
Because we had to queue to get tickets to just get in the park one morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I know I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
That was 10 a.m. That's like the first time in a decade that I literally had sweat dripping down my arms.
Yeah. I actually think that really affected us for the rest of the day.
Yeah, it broke me.
Because it was like 2.5. It was like 2 hours maybe of queuing. Like,
yeah, we lost a lot of time doing that.
Yeah. That was rough. And then you had to go back to the hotel as well.
Don't.
But yeah, like it's drinks wise, I know we're not saying it's the best drink in the world, obviously, but there is something to say for fizzy, ice cold, nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In a nice bottle.
Absolutely.
And the char siu wings at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and the skull brownie.
Yeah, please don't write in.
Oh, the giant pickle. I really enjoyed that giant pickle.
Pickle was really good.
That's a mainstay in Disneyland.
Please don't write in and say that we're not going to the right places. We know where we went, all right? And we also know there are way better restaurants to go to. And
than Krusty like Burger. I fucking know.
Yeah, I'm aware
also, it wasn't
of that.
Too bad.
That actually was all right. Yeah. I thought that was good, yeah. So someone says someone wrote in saying, really nice saying, this is the last bit we'll do on Orlando. It says, I would like a full update on Dan and Gav's trip to Orlando. Well, you've had that. How was it? How many times did Gav do the Jurassic Park ride? How was Halloween Horror Nights? How does Dan get his hair to look so good? Your hair stays exactly the same.
Like, I was looking at the video today. I was like, oh, I don't like it anymore. I'm going to change it.
Going to go shave it.
Not shave it. I don't think I'd suit that.
I think you would. I don't think I would, but I love it.
Yeah, but you have the beard. We talk about it. So you have the beard to balance this is one of the few things I've got going for me, mate. I can't get rid of it.
Also,
I don't know. I think just like, I don't know. Something different.
Yeah. But then you can talk to your barber about that as well. Yeah, my barber was too enthusiastic about shaving my hair off, I think.
So. Could be asked, couldn't it? He wanted an easy job. He was like, yeah. That's great for me.
He loves cutting short hair. So I feel like the same amount of time he spends shaving my hair. Yeah.
I love reading short books, man.
Yeah. but I think I might grow back now because, we're going to have a small break. I've got enough
time.
Should
we all come back for part two? Also, people listen to this. We're not close to finishing part one at all.
but
forward planning. Should we all come back for part two
with something different?
Strongly different looks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like markedly different.
Frosted tips.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Powers wearing glasses.
But we will talk about
this. Should we crowdfund LASIK surgery for Powers? Should we have that as a stretch goal on the Patreon?
How many times did Gav do the Jurassic Park ride? I did the Velocicoaster 3 times. I did the normal ride once.
Velocicoaster is great.
I wish I'd done the normal ride more than once, though, because I do love that. But it was
I wish I'd done Velocicoaster again. I wasn't feeling very well when you did it on our press trip.
Yeah.
So you got to do it twice back to back, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I'd done it. I think I was so tired.
Yeah.
I felt queasy.
Yeah.
But I wish I had done it now.
Because also, we're about...
It's not as bad as I remembered when I did it.
No, definitely.
I think because I was the first time I was really not prep. I know I go on about it all the time.
Yeah.
The coming out of your chair a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I come out quite a lot.
12 seconds of air time you get, or cumulatively 12 seconds.
I don't think I was fully prepared that first time, so it really freaked me out.
I do think it is one of the best roller coasters I've ever been on, if not the best. The only one I think is maybe pips it is the other Jurassic Park one that we went on in Japan.
The podcast.
Class.
That final corkscrew on the Velocicoaster.
Yeah.
Where you really think it's trying to get rid of you?
Mm.
Like tip you out early?
Yeah.
It's really good.
I think it, but also, like I went on Hulk and I actually think I might not ever go on Hulk again now.
It's quite rough, isn't it?
I got really banged around and I had a headache for about an hour after because Hulk is like another sort of corkscrew high like speed one.
I think it's got more loops than Velocicoaster.
But with the thing, with the harness comes over the top and my head was in it. I've got a big head, don't get me wrong, but I was banging back and forth and I was really hurt. My ears were like properly ringing. And then we came off and met two slugs just run into them very quickly after that. And I just felt like they're not having a good time with me because my ears were like properly ringing after it. But Velocicoaster is really smooth. I feel like whatever advancements has been made in the world of roller coasters since then, like I think it's just really smooth and doesn't feel like you're on it. Like Clara's not a massive fan of roller coasters, but I managed to get her on Rip Ride Rocket, which is wild. Mm. And I managed to get her on Velocicoaster. Right, we got at the front as well, which does make a difference. And she was just like, I'd rather go on Velocicoaster 100 times than go on Rip Ride Rocket.
I think the one that was the first roller coaster she'd done for a while, the Rocket one. So maybe that was a factor as well.
I've never heard her scream like that. I
could look back at her from where I was sitting and when it just stopped and she looked like, she was like teary eyed and she was just like,
she didn't like it.
No, she didn't look like she was having a good time on that.
It was very funny.
It was. I was trying to, it was very funny. I also would like to know if people write in, I know you see the responses. It's like, does anyone ever go on the Haunted Mansion when it doesn't fucking break?
Yeah.
Honestly, I genuinely think I've probably done that ride about 10 times.
Yeah.
I think 8 times it's broken down.
Well, we've been
I don't mind it. I find it quite relaxing just to sit in there.
It's quite cute.
But It breaks down all the time.
We've been on it twice together in this program. Yeah. I don't know. Also, it's not a really scary ride, but there are scary bits. There were bits in it. If I was riding it by myself and I got stuck, I wouldn't like that.
Do you see a few days after we left, it was the parks like keynote where they announced a bunch of new stuff for Disney.
Oh, nice.
Hatbox Ghost is coming to Florida.
Really?
Because he's only in the California one. And they just announced that he's coming to Florida.
Oh, that's really cute.
Because I was looking up what the differences between the two rides are.
Yeah.
Like actual in-ride differences.
Yeah.
Also, it opened a week after we were there. The Moana area of Epcot.
Oh,
at the front, there's a Moana area that's just opened up. If you go to Hong Kong at Disneyland Hong Kong, there's a Frozen World that's they've recreated Norway. There's loads of stuff in there.
It must have been the same thing, because the only thing I did see from all that was the announcement of a new Galaxy's Edge character.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's one of the ones
from Ahsoka.
Yeah, it's one of the ones with the long things. That was the only thing I think about Galaxy's Edge is why isn't there no more characters walking around?
Because it's in canon.
Why is there not more characters?
Because I saw Mando with little Grogu.
I saw Mando, but I didn't see Grogu.
It was animated really well.
Yeah, I didn't even think, he's got Grogu with him, so I didn't even think of that.
He was reacting to people. I don't know who's puppeting it, but it looks really good.
Yeah, I didn't, because I just stick them all in. Because that was the thing, Clara and I went to Ogre's Cantina to have a few drinks, and why is that not? Why isn't fucking Greedo in there?
Because it's Galaxy's Edge is meant to be a certain period, isn't it?
Yeah, but still, put that race or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Greedo's race. Yeah, put a Greedo in there. Stick a Greedo in it.
A Greedo.
That's why Han Solo's not there, because he's
dead. I said I agreed though.
Oh right. Oh, God.
Shut up. What do you want from me?
So that's why Han Solo's not there, because he's dead.
A fucking spoiler, mate. Jesus Christ. Yeah, because he's fucking dead.
Okay, fair
enough. Also, I don't know, is Mando the same time as Rey and Kylo?
No.
I've never watched Mando, Laurie.
Well, she's not in it.
Oh, no, because it's young Luke Skywalker.
He's young Luke Skywalker, yeah.
Yeah, so that don't make sense. So that's bust that concept, because Mando's walking around.
Yeah.
Or you meant to think that's what's it called? It's got a name, a planet name.
Oh.
It's like that in an earlier time.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we supposed to think there's two timelines going on concurrently while in Galaxy's Edge?
I do, because
they could do that. They could say, if you go to Galaxy's Edge in this month, it'll be Obi-Wan's there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they could do that. They could actually theme it where you go half the year, throughout the course of a year, it cycles through different time periods.
Yeah.
So you could go Galaxy's Edge and you'll get Vader.
Yeah.
You go the next month, it's Kylo Ren. And you're basically doing the same shtick, but with just a different character. And if that already exists, ignore us.
Yeah.
We don't know enough about it.
Yeah, because you are right. What the fuck is
that? Because I feel like people would like pictures with...
Of course. Because the only one they've got is fucking... But I think you can get a picture with Darth Vader.
Maybe he just turns up periodically through the day, Tigger turns up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's weird? It's something kind of weird, because when you walk through Magic Kingdom, there is obviously there's probably a schedule for it where you go to this area, and at this time,
Winnie the Pooh
will turn up. And I saw Winnie Pooh walk into his meet and greet. He was doing his own meet and greet. They're all wearing his merch.
Yeah.
He stayed for longer than he needed to be, and he bought a round of Ronies. And that's kind of cool. That's fine. There was another one where it's actually just a human. So obviously I know Winnie Pooh is a human in a Winnie the Pooh outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
But Rey is just a young lady dressed as Rey.
Yeah.
And it's
obviously
not Daisy Ridley.
Yeah.
The one that I found really weird, and I did watch it for a few minutes because it was kind of freaking me out a little bit. There was a man in his 20s doing a meet and greet photo op thing as Peter Pan.
No.
And he's in character as Peter Pan.
I don't know.
But... Right. Peter Pan is a boy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't grow up.
Yeah.
This
was
a 24-year-old man pretending to be a boy being Peter Pan. So he's then talking to a couple who are older than him and telling them to do poses with him, but he's doing it in character as a young boy.
I'd have no problem with Peter Pan being a big foam costume.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one with the kind of Disney princess. Princess is maybe not as bad because they're playing sort of similar age.
Yeah.
It's just like, it was very strange.
Yeah.
Also, that does then border quite onto Panto.
Mm. Yeah, I'd have no problem with that.
A costume.
A costume of that. Yeah.
But he was just like, like he crossed his arms and was like, let's do the crocodile bite.
Nope.
And he's like, why is he American?
Yeah, that's true.
What are they doing in Neverland?
Clara got some shit from Ray, which I really enjoyed.
Did she?
Because Clara's too shy for something like that. So Ray was, because Clara was wearing like a really nice red, like sort of half Sith, sort of a nod to the Siths.
She bounding.
She's bounding. Sith bounding.
As an Imperial Guard.
Yeah. And Ray was like, stopped her and said, that looks, ooh, you look a bit like you could be a Sith. And Clara was like, yeah, I am. And she was like, okay, well, just if Kylo Ren's about, just maybe think about not joining him and then join us instead. I was like, oh, that's quite cute, actually.
Watch it. Watch it.
Yeah, watch it. Also, oh, to be fair, talking about food and drinks and stuff like that, like the Ogre's Cantina drinks are still fucking amazing. That's really good.
Did you get the one that makes you numb?
I did, yeah, even though I'd actually, it's lots of peach and stuff in it. I'm not really into that, yeah. But I do like the-
Is that Fuzzy Wampa?
Fuzzy Wampa, yeah. Fuzzy Wampa makes your lips numb, which is really good. And I also got caught trying to steal a glass from Ogre's Cantina. Got in trouble.
It's unbelievable.
Luckily, she didn't get a fucking empire on me. But she didn't, so that's good. We did get to go on Rise of Resistance, which was really good. That was done last time. It's a strange old ride, but I do like the build up and, you know, walking around.
Yeah, that's
around.
Probably better. Yeah, it's good. I won't say what it is. Good reveal.
Yeah, because I would say that's more of an experience than a ride, I think. Mm. But it's fucking brilliant. We took some amazing photos of it, which is really good. But yeah, that's how many times we did all that. That was a nice still, like, and one final thing as well is one thing that I just thought was brilliant is that little bar that we went to for our meetup, we drank them out of Corona.
We did.
You can't write that.
That guy loved it.
Yeah, it was really good as well because we went over, like the bar people were really lovely because we met this lovely Scottish family and the mum, Victoria, bought us drinks there. So when we were going up to get drinks, she was like, oh, the lady's already come over and paid for a lot of them. And the girl was like, what is this? What do you guys do? Like, and we're like, oh, we're a YouTube channel. She's like, oh, okay, amazing. And so every time we went over, she was just really, really nice.
Oh,
which was good. But I reckon they probably did. That's the thing. It's like, if you got...
There's like, what, 12 to 15 of us?
Yeah, I know. It was more now.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was like 20. I think it was like quite 20, a lot. 25 yeah. people. Yeah.
There you go.
But all buying Coronas. So we drank the bar out of Coronas, which good. I think is fantastic. But yeah, thanks to everyone who came. Thanks to enjoying all the stuff we've been putting out from Orlando. We've got some other stuff coming up as well. So keep a lookout for that. But if you want to get in touch with us, you can bit.ly/shieldup, capital S, capital U. See you next week.